are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I'm looking at this picture of James Holmes. He's got this smug look, just like Jared Loughner did. Makes you want to puke when you look at him. James Holmes is the 24-year-old being held in the massacre that happened at the Century 12 movie theaters in Aurora, Colorado. You know, and you look at this kid. I mean, they've been talking about how, you know, he was a medical student. I believe he was a graduate student trying to receive his degree, or was actually leaving school. He was trying to exit the neuroscience program. His previous San Diego professor said, oh, he was a good boy. Oh, he was on honor roll. You know, and you look at him and you try to profile him. I mean, you try to look at this guy and go, okay, was he a kook from the beginning? And from what we understand, you know, many of the people that he did go to school with or who knew him said he was just kind of a recluse, kind of stayed to himself. This is a common theme we see with people who decide to just open up fire on a bunch of innocent civilians and children and et cetera. You know, the quiet types. But that really doesn't do much for us. I mean, when we see something like this, the first thing we want to do is figure out how to prevent it next time around. We hate seeing a massacre like this, and women and children and men and innocent people just going to see Batman, going to see a premiere. I mean, how many of us have gone to a midnight premiere of a movie? You know, we all have. You know, if The Hobbit ever brings back Viggo Mortensen as part of the cast, I'm probably going to be there at midnight too. You know, so something so simple, and I believe Aurora, Colorado, was considered one of the most pleasant cities to live just recently in a poll. I think on my show we had brought up Aurora, Colorado. You know, the first thing you do, of course, is you mourn. You're in shock, disbelief. Then you mourn. But then to, you know, get out of that funk, you're like, all right, well, this is what we're going to do from here on out. This is what we could do better. And you kind of look and you go, this kid had, from what I understand, no prior convictions, no real brushes with the law, except for a minor, maybe traffic violation. I know it's early. We still don't have all the information, but from what we understand, no sign of incompetency or mental illness, even though, you know, you and I agree this guy, as I, you know, he should be put down immediately, like a rabid dog. But when you hear what he did with his apartment, you know, putting a web of explosives and booby traps, and then what he did with this, dyeing his hair red, dressing up like the Joker, and then opening fire. You know, where were the signs? And if there were any signs, why didn't anybody act on them? And this is the same question we always bring up, just like with Jared Loughner. Did anybody see the signs, and could they have stopped him? Now, an interesting piece that was brought up in the news earlier today was that there was a 1986 Batman comic book where the shooter in this opens fire on a theater. From what I understand, it was written by Frank Miller. It was the second issue of The Dark Knight Returns. Gunman Arnold Crimp opens fire in a pornographic theater, killing three people in this comic strip after listening to Led Zeppelin's classic track Stairway to Heaven. I guess in the comic strip they talk about listening to it backwards three times, and, you know, I guess it's there's a hidden prayer to Satan. So in this comic strip they're discussing this, and I guess the character in the comic strip played it 47 times until he was absolutely sure Father Don was right. He goes in the comic strip into a screening of a pornographic film called My Sweet Satan, and he goes on a killing spree. So they think that maybe this comic strip might have been, unfortunately, an inspiration for this event. I don't get me started on what kind of a stupid plot is that. Aren't comic strips supposed to be funny? Whatever happened to Ziggy? Remember, Ziggy was cool. Charlie Brown was boring. Garfield I liked. But I guess Batman's comic strips were pretty dark. So they think the 1986 Batman comic book where the shooter opens fire in a theater might have been an inspiration for this. We don't know what he was thinking. He's stayed pretty quiet up until now. Hearings coming up. But he's just sitting there looking all smug. And, you know, when we hear something like this, we want to, I want to plan, you know, a plan of attack, you know, okay. Yeah, justice will be served. I'm sure we're going to, you know, I'm sure the jury is going to have this guy fried, hopefully. Not too sure about the laws in Colorado with a death penalty. But my problem is are there idiots like this in every city? Are there people sitting there planning and strategizing? And I hope to high heaven their attorneys don't try to do an insanity plea, like with Jared Loughner. Right? I mean, if this guy could calculate exactly what he did, I mean, he knew what he was doing. This wasn't, oh, I just randomly got a hold of a gun. He had purchased guns. He had purchased ammunition. He had booby-trapped his house. He left, I guess it was addicted to Guitar Hero. He left Guitar Hero screaming in the background in his house. I mean, he was a PhD student, for crying out loud, in neuroscience. You can't get through that being incompetent. He goes into the theater, purchases a ticket, goes into the theater, sneaks out the emergency exit where his car was parked so he could come back through the emergency exit. I mean, this guy had this planned. This guy, very well calculated, showed some very sick, sadistic competency. So there is no way I would ever tolerate an incompetent plea. I'm too incompetent to stand trial. Fine, then shoot him. Because this incompetent truck, if I could use the proper word, shouldn't be around society. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you think we're being too easy on these guys, these assassins, such that, you know, I'm looking at his mug, this James Holmes, 24-year-old shooter in the Cinema Massacre in Aurora, Colorado. I'm looking at him, and, you know, he's just sitting there looking all smug, just like Jared Loughner did. Are we too easy by doing the death penalty? You know, I mean, the death penalty, you know, you're given an injection. We talked about how, and how it works, you know, where you really don't feel it. You know, you go to sleep, and then you die. Are we too easy on these criminals? You know, you look at him and you wonder, okay, so why would he do this? What would his motive be? And you almost wonder, do people that do these things, do they want to, I mean, I think they do, they want to go down in history. And if they can't go down in history doing something positive, they will go down in history doing something negative, disastrous, like this. And maybe they realize, look, so, I don't get the firing squad. There's only, I think, one state that still allows firing squads for death penalty. And then you have, you know, electrocution, but for most people, lethal injection. If they're even in a state where there is a death penalty, maybe we need to change how we do the death penalty. Maybe they need to feel it. a little bit. Maybe they're thinking, you want to know what? This is worth it. Yeah, I'm going to die painlessly. So why don't I go down with a bang, take people with me, you know, be known all over, be revered by a bunch of other sickos that are out there and terrorists. And I will go down in history and I'll just have to go to sleep. Maybe we shouldn't let them go to sleep. Maybe we should start by ripping off their fingernails. Then accidentally spill some nail polish remover. I don't know if that's ever happened to you all, right? Sometimes I feel so tortured when I go get my nails done. Yeah. Right? Then maybe castrate them. Let them sit there, you know, when they're on death row, this all doesn't have to happen in one day. Oh, Dr. Gaia, that's so cruel. We don't do that in America. Well, why not when somebody opens fire, shoots 70 plus people, kills at least 12. We don't know if the death toll is rising as we speak. Right? And he's just going to get to, if he does get the death penalty, just go away quietly. These guys have nothing to fear. I mean, if we try to figure out what the motive is, and maybe we may never get the motive, and people that open fire on crowds think the worst that's going to happen to them is lethal injection, maybe we should change the rules. Maybe they should have some public humiliation. Maybe they should have some sort of torturing. I would never think as a doctor I would say that, but you look at this guy all smug, and he probably thinks the worst thing that's going to happen is he gets to go to sleep, and that's it. What? Who's to stop another sicko from doing this? Yet if they realize that if they do get caught, and when they get caught, it is going to be miserable and painful, and it'll be the worst death they ever experience, maybe, just maybe, it could curtail a couple of these. Now, when we were discussing Jared Loughner last year, or a year and a half ago, we were talking about how don't even try to get into their mind. Don't even try to find the logic why he would do that, which is very difficult for us when we see something like this, because we want to know why. Everybody wants to know why. What was it? You know, what was it? Was it a girlfriend? You know, what was it? Everybody wants to know why. Of course, nobody's convinced. Nobody would be satisfied and be able to move on from this without knowing why. We still don't know why with Jared Loughner, and they'll never tell us why, because again, they want to play the whole incompetent insanity plea. Well, if you're insane, there's no motive. So of course, he's not going to give us a motive because he probably wants to play the whole insanity thing. He probably wants to hang out with John Hinckley Jr., who's probably a hero of his, right? I kick back at a mental institution where there's grass and nurses and they feed you 3 square meals a day. I guess I'm wondering if we're doing things wrong as a society. We're just so nice when we do the death penalty. Let them think that they are really going to have to pay. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Now, you know, I've been receiving emails all day. You know, Dr. Dottie, this is why we need CCWs. This is why, you know, if I was in there, I would have shot him. But keep in mind, remember, what he did, I mean, this was so well calculated. He threw tear gas. Before all this started, when everybody was in the theater, I guess he sat, you know, they went through the previews. And you know how, like, previews now take 15, 20 minutes. So he had plenty of time to go and get his guns, and he had multiple on him. Then he starts throwing tear gas. So while the movie is on, you start seeing the smoke. Again, you're thinking like you're in a, you know, they thought it was a stunt by the theaters. So, and the smoke, of course, because it's tear gas, is making you tear. Then they start hearing gunfire, but they still don't know what it is until they realize people are getting shot. So from what I understand, he was very difficult to see. You know, and so, you know, yes, it would have been wonderful for somebody with a concealed to try and shoot him. But from what I understand, it was so chaotic. People were, slamming into each other, running over each other. You know, I was listening to Anderson Cooper. I don't mind listening. listening to Anderson Cooper. I know a lot of people don't like him. I he's very easy to listen to and very easy to watch. And I was listening to his report, and they were interviewing some of these victims that were in the theater, and they said, you know, when I tried to crouch down, people were running on top of you. They were stepping on your back. It was feet after feet, kicking your head. Because that was my first thought. You know, if he's at the exit, preventing people from leaving, shooting at people trying to leave, stay low. Right? But you couldn't, because people were running on top of you, and you were sustaining trauma. Now, one gentleman, he left his wife and kids and drove off. They were interviewing Jamie Roers and Patricia Legaretta. The mom apparently had been wounded. She was grabbing her infant and pulling her daughter through this, made it out, had been shot in the leg from what we understand. But I guess the father, the fiancé, had the baby at one point, I think lost the baby, ran, and then later they reunited after he had fled the scene. He said, my son's still in there. My girlfriend is still in there. I'm out here. Who leaves their child there? Then he had told ABC News. Then the couple reunited outside the cinema after Miss Legretta phoned her fiancé, who had driven away from the scene. You know, so you see behavior. We saw some heroic behavior. People helping each other, people pulling each other out. And then you see something like this where they leave the baby behind and drive off. Not the best, you know, view of human nature. So right now, the victims are in multiple hospitals being treated. He's being held, supposedly going to be having an early hearing in the morning on Monday. And, you know, we're left to go, you know, why? Why? We want a reason. We want to know why. We can't sit here and go, you know, we don't know. And again, one of the reasons why we want to know why is, okay, well, we could have prevented it. I don't know. This kid, he was a PhD student. He went to, I think, UCSD. Then he goes to University of Colorado, but they say he was antisocial. They say he was a recluse. I mean, a lot of people are. I mean, I hate to say it. Neuroscience takes a phenomenal mind. And many people in the neurosciences, they aren't, you know, the most equated. They aren't the big party people, right? I mean, in medical school, whoever was going into neuroscience or neurology or whatever didn't really hang out with us in the back. Okay, we were always hanging out. We were always partying. We were always doing stuff. You know, those people are usually, because of their mental acumen, they don't want to hang out with bozos like, you know, me and the other medical students in the back. And so, and again, I'm still not convinced he was a medical student. I don't know what medical school he went to. There, from what I understand, it was a PhD program, not a medical program, which also would be very chilling. If he was really a medical student, who are we letting into our medical schools? That's frightening. Imagine if he decided not to shoot, but he decided to just inject people one night in the hospital. Oh, that's frightening. That is frightening. Well, we're going to be coming up on break. I want to hit some medical headlines. As we get more information, we will fill you in. But I'm just thinking, with people like this that just open fire and cause mass massacres, I'm just thinking the death penalty is too light. There's got to be another form of punishment that we could do that makes them suffer so much and just sends a message that you do something cruel and sick, your death is going to be crueler and sicker. All right, don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you with Android phones, we have a free Dr. Dahlia app. You can download it. Go to my website, see the icon, click on it, download the Dr. Dahlia app for free. You're able to listen to all the Dr. Dahlia shows in tandem. I think you can even mix them up. Shake the phone around. I'm sure you can mix it up. Please follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So a report came out from retired military officers entitled Lazy Days of Summer, a National Security Threat, claiming that the lack of summer programs for young people lowers the number of eligible recruits due to snowballing weight gain and lack of education. And a common theme that we've been seeing is, if obesity is on the rise to and will continue at the same degree that we've seen, we're not going to have enough people that could serve in the military. Now, I looked up a chart on Army weight minimums and maximums. So let's say, for example, you are 72 inches. So that would be 6 feet. All right? It appears your minimum weight has to be at least 140 pounds. Your maximum weight, if you're about 17 to 20, would be 190 pounds. If you're 21 to 27, 195. If you're 28 to 39, 200. If you're over 40, 203. Now, from what I understand, to join. Okay, I mean, I know some officers are probably heavier once they're in, but to join. So you kind of look at that. You know, an 18-year-old is about 190 pounds. That seems like, now we're talking for 6 feet. 6 foot. Okay, if you're 5'8", okay, you can't be more than 170 pounds if you're 18. If you're 25, you can't be more than 174 pounds. If you're about 30, you can't be more than 179 pounds. If you're over 40, you can't be over 181. Okay, now that's kind of tight. That's kind of tight for some. So, you know, if we're breeding a bunch of kids now that are heavier, but I got to tell you, it's not all fat either. You know, my son, he looks like my husband. No, trust me, not the UPS guy. The UPS guy was blonde, and the Sparklets Water guy was a redhead. No, trust me, my son is my husband's. No question there. I have two sons, and they both are. But the older boy, built like him and his family, they're very stocky, linebacker-type build. Now, my son is 12 years old. He's already at 100 pounds, a little bit over. I believe he's about 100, 110, buck 10, buck 15 now. Very muscular. Maybe has a little bit. Remember, he's the one that has more of a tushy than the other one. The other one is very flat tushy. So he has a little bit, so he got my butt, but he's got my husband's build. You know, very. He's like a linebacker. And you know, I worry. I mean, we all, you know, we have very little meat in his diet, vegetables. He works out nightly. He lifts weights. He swims, but he is a buff dude. I don't see him. I mean, God forbid, I don't see him passing weight limits for the military. Now, the other one is built like me and my family, a lot more dainty, but still big feet. His tushy completely flat, so that's not my side of the family, that's my husband's side of the family. Hardly any tushy. If we even wanted to speak of, we couldn't. No tushy to find. No tushy there at all. A lot more, you know, he's a lot smaller, would be more of your running back type of build. He could probably do it. He has more of a baseball physique. You know, and you know, these kids are pretty much eating the same. In fact, the little one eats more. Different metabolism, different strokes for different folks. But we're seeing, you know, grossly obese, you know, obese children. And how are they going to, if they're 5'8", if they're 5'10", 5'10" at 18 years old, the military doesn't want you if you're over 180 pounds. You know, it is a growing problem. Anyway, but their concern in this one periodical is, you know, what's going on during the summer. Many of them are watching TV, they're playing video games, etc. I know there's a lot of concern with some of these rec centers. I believe a young girl that was dropped off at a rec center for summer camp was raped. From what I understand, I need to find that source. I just heard about that today. So I know, you know, some parents are, you know, could be a little fearful of just dropping them off at any camp. I mean, it's a rare occurrence, but, you know, you want to know who's watching your kids and, you know, yeah, what activities are being done. We tried our kids at a camp. They usually dislike these camps. Many of these camps, they have teenage, high school students. You know, running the show. Sometimes you got great high school students, and sometimes, you know, the high school students are just so busy trying to make time with the other high school students that they're kind of ignoring the kids. And so my kids never really like camp. They want to, you know, hang out with us when we work, so we make them work. You know, I had to remove a woman's toenail today in the office. She had an ingrown toenail, so I had my son in there, and he helped me. I'm going to make them work. Luckily, she didn't mind. You know, if they mind, I don't have, you know, the kids in there, but especially not during pap smears. They don't need that. They don't need to, you know, work with that. But, you know, so I mean, we just put the kids to work. We're going to make them work then. I mean, they're not going to sit around and play video games. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. But they say 3/4 of young adults are too overweight or undereducated today to join the military. Children on average fall 1 month behind where they left off academically in the spring during summer vacation. Among the weight gained by her children over the summer on average totals half of the amount gained that in the entire year. Sorry, they didn't type the sentence out well, but what they're saying is when you look at the weight gained by children over summer, sometimes they gain half the weight of what they would gain in a normal year. They say children spend an average of 7.5 hours a day with media, and not only in the summer. I mean, honestly, I think the purpose of school now is to keep kids away from the TV. So I love summer school programs. I think it's wonderful to take your kids to summer school. They don't want to go. Kids hate summer school. Nobody wants to go to summer school. But also keep in mind, I mean, where we live, it's hot. I mean, it is so hot. You would think if you lived in a beautiful area, the kids would want to play outside. No, even if it's hot, they don't want to go to school either. They're going to want to stay inside and stand by the air conditioning. Just go, that feels so good. But they say this is a national security issue. Whether or not they join the military, because if they don't have a high school diploma, they're going to be underemployed for the rest of their lives. And if they're not physically fit, they're going to be a drain on the economy. This was retired Major General Paul Monroe told the Oakland Tribune. The Kaiser Family Foundation adds to their report that 8 to 18-year-olds spend an average of 7.5 hours a day, more than time in which they sleep. So what do we do? Get the kids off their butts. Get the kids off their butts. I do have to say I am surprised at some of these summer camp costs. You know, when the recession hit, my husband and I looked at the cost of these camps. We're like, we can't do it. Some of these camps are $150 to $200 a week, not even including lunch, per kid. And they could charge it because so many parents work and they want to throw their kids in a babysitting setting. I mean, per week, per kid, I got two kids. $200 a week times two, that's $400. 4 weeks to the month? That's $1,600 a month for camp. I'll make them run. You know, I used to teach weightlifting when I was in school. I'll make them go through a physical training program. It's like $1,600 a month. But, they're right. We have a huge problem. If our young men and women are going to be too obese to join the military, how are we going to fill our military, Navy, Army, etc., the Marines, get these kids active. It is. I mean, as much as I disagree with, you know, what they want to do in New York, banning cup sizes and things like that, it's the parents. You need to get on the parents. And I think a big problem is both parents work. I told you the obesity epidemic started when moms started to work just as often as men. Moms weren't cooking dinner. We went to fast food. More often, kids are, some after school programs or in study hall, so they're not exercising as much, rather than coming home and mom saying, go outside to play while I'm cooking dinner. So yeah, I blame myself, if my kids aren't as slim as they should be. I know. I do. You kind of feel guilty. Okay, I gotta cheer you guys up. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have been emailing me during the show at drdahlia.com. Let me get to a couple of them right now. Big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan for working the dials tonight. All right, Timothy from Fort Myers says, no offense, Doc, but aren't medical students weird to begin with? How does one commit to doing... How does one commit to doing prostate checks for life? I think that's a red flag right there. All right, you talking about James Holmes? I don't know if he was a medical student. I don't think he went to medical school. He's a PhD student. And no, medical students aren't weird. You don't, when you go to medical school, you don't go to medical school wanting to do rectal exams. All right, is that really what you guys think? No, you go to medical school because you want to be a doctor. That's why. And then you get to go on the radio with the doctor, doctor, give me the news. I completely forgot I had to do rectal exams. I didn't even, it blew my mind when I was in medical school going, oh, wait, I got to do what? Where? How? Really? You kidding me? So, no, no, you don't sit there as a child when you, you know, are fantasizing about being a doctor that you get to do things like that. So, no, no, just because somebody's a medical student does not mean they're a red flag to go and massacre a bunch of people. Thank you. All right, Robert writes, Doc, where did he get all the ammunition and the garb? Okay, I heard, he went to, like, Bass Pro Shops. Let me find that. I think he got a Glock at Bass Pro Shops. Let me find that. Good question. I wondered about that, too. You know, he had, like, a Kevlar helmet. He had a bulletproof vest. I mean, bulletproof vest, I think you could get anywhere. Let me find that. Okay, here we go. In May, he walked into Bass Pro Shops in Northfield and purchased a Glock handgun and an 870 Winchester shotgun. From what we understand, he did have a CBI and FBI background check. They say Holmes only had a previous traffic offense, otherwise spotless criminal record. Now, let me see. He purchased a third weapon, a semi-automatic AR-15 assault rifle, they say, at the Gander Mountain Store in Aurora, just a mile from the movie theater where the incident happened. Yeah. See, I don't know where he got all the garb. Let me see, because I read somewhere he had... I mean, he was decked out. This was, I think he even had a groin guard. Oh, I would have loved to go up there and, all right. He had a Kevlar helmet, gas mask, tactical bullet resistant vest, bulletproof leggings, neck and groin protector, and tactical gloves. I mean, this was very well thought out. I'm going to just scream if they try to plead insanity with this one. And if they try and go with the insanity, I still say he should get death penalty, and not an easy one. So from what we understand, that's so far where he got three of his weapons. I don't know what they found in the house. I think they're sending a robot into his apartment. Can you imagine also living in the apartment, hearing all this happened, and then it was one of your neighbors, and they say leave now because there's explosives, even liquid explosives, in his apartment. We don't know what. Is there what type of bioterroristic type of substance he has? Leave now. And then you leave for X amount of time. Scary stuff. All right. So, let's move on. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Good questions, though. Keep them coming. You can email me at drdahlia.com. Go to my website. There's a quick link email that'll get to us. We have our website up and running, so we could get your questions. Or, of course, call in 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is something I didn't realize about. In Olympic Village, apparently these Olympic athletes party a lot. And you would think that, I don't think they drink a lot or do drugs, but it sounds like they have a lot of sex. And I thought, you know, when you're about to, you know, do your sport, you'd think you'd be in training. But from what I understand, 150,000 condoms have been handed out to the athletes, 15 for each competitor, and they don't think that's going to be enough. They think each competitor is going to use more than those 15 condoms. They say there's going to be 50% more condoms available to athletes in London than the 100,000 that was handed out at the last Olympics in Beijing. And, you know, they say when they interview people from the previous Olympics, absolutely, it gets pretty raunchy. They say the sexual appetites are as voracious as former Olympians have suggested. They say they're going to probably need every one of those condoms, if not more. There's supposedly a lot of sex during the Olympics. Okay, and I'm not saying, but don't you go through sexual mania when you're on steroids? I know. Most of these people are on steroids, but, I mean, really, if they have such a ravenous sexual appetite, I mean, makes you wonder what's going on hormone-wise. They say earlier this month, an anonymous U.S. athlete described partying her butt off when she took part in the games. What did she do? Oh, there's too many pictures in here. Come on. I felt super guilty for cheating on my boyfriend. And a fellow athlete said, why? Everybody hooked up last night. Wow. So don't think dating an Olympian is all that. Wow, really? So everybody just starts hooking up with each other? Apparently there's a book out that's going to reveal all the secrets of what happens in Olympic Village. You know, you wonder, because, like, especially with the swim, you know, everybody's half naked. So you wonder if, Michael Phelps looks very focused to me. So I doubt he's thinking about sex. I hope our American athletes are thinking about the sport, because I want them to win. I mean, the last thing I want is somebody getting pregnant a week before the games. Don't be doing that. Oh yeah, that was another question I got. I guess Dallas, there was, one of the pregnant women had nosebleeds. And the friend realized that she was pregnant because of a nosebleed. And people are like, what? When did nosebleed become a sign of being pregnant? When you're pregnant, you are more prone to nosebleeds because of the increased intravascular pressure. Sometimes the blood pressure goes up. You have more vascularity type things going on. Sometimes you could have some thinning of the nasal mucosal walls. You also get a rhinitis in pregnancy. I was sneezing and my nose was running the whole time. I never had a nosebleed, knock on wood. But, you know, if you're walking around and you get a nosebleed, it doesn't mean you're necessarily pregnant. It's one of the signs of, from what I believe, more advanced pregnancy. But I guess on the show, they were showing one of the actresses have a nosebleed, and that prompted her to go to the doctor and figure out she was pregnant. I think it's a little bit more than that. You know, I knew I was pregnant second time around because my hips widened, and my hips are already wide enough. All of a sudden, I felt my hips widen, and I couldn't fit into my jeans. And I was like, okay, something's wrong, because I was really immaculate with my diet, with my workout regimen. So for my hips to widen, something had to be wrong. And, of course, you know, took a pregnancy test, and I was pregnant. So that's what happened there. Okay, so back to the Olympics. Hopefully none of our Olympians get pregnant or get any STDs. You know, it's not very comfortable to have a rip-roaring case of the clap when you have to do the 400 relay. So I just hope these people, just kind of keep it capped. All right, Jordan Vandersloot. He's jailed 28 years for the 2010 murder of Stephanie Flores in Lima. Been suspiciously eyed for possibly killing Beth Holloway. I guess getting married in jail. I don't know. Some mystery woman behind bars that apparently he's supposedly going to get married. I don't know what her name is. I don't know how you have time in jail to meet somebody, let alone fall in love and then want to get married of the opposite sex. Well, no, I'm not going to say good for them. No congratulations on this end. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Please don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.